much.
I
Rav Darabanim ben Agia to Kriya is that people who feel like Talmidim and would like to do Kriya should do it from the bottom with the lining. You can just do your shirt. People who feel that he was Rabbi Muvhak, Lev Teros of Imenu, should do it from the top, like the Mishpacha, going down 4 inches.
Kohanim in the room, they should leave immediately. If there are any Kohanim, they should leave immediately. Mishkan Kohanim should be fully out.
Pearlstein,
please turn off all phones. Hashem chabot et telephone.
השמש בצהריים, like the sun goes down before its time, שנגמר בלי עת. אבל כאן זה יותר מזה. כבואי השמש בצהריים, probably it means that 2 hours or 3 hours earlier, Kamashot Kodem. Hashemesh Yored, aval Hashemesh Yored, kamo Hashemesh Yored, lat lat. Akan keboy Hashemesh b'tzarahim, pitom. One moment to the other. Achai yitin leliboy. Chayit in the liboy to the tshuva from 1 minute to the other. Yoy mechot koydo misoscho. Chayit in the liboy to be marbe in Torah and mitzvahs. Oil mazed oil meleprozdor. Everything is for the next world. To be marbin Torah and mitzvahs be'emes. To mechazik the besmedres b'shiur Torah. I think that was the nekuda makozes from the nifta and the besmedres. Tvima b'shiur ha-Torah, to carry on what he wanted. In this Beis Medrash, they know what he wanted, but Beis Medrash hazeh yodim mashu limed. Larbot b'zeh. Kamo b'shar botzes Torah shelo, v'kama v'kama ifanim with his tabotzes Torah in all sorts of ways, even new ways, to carry all this on. Yidegu kol b'nei achabur, she's given the pinch in the heart of us. Come more serious. It's a gewaltige serious moment. Hahu yoyme. Come more serious and to do what be'emes we have to do. Meli. Shagam b'zeh u'darash, be'emes what we have to do, be'emes what we have to do. Truthfully, what we have to do, what we know we have to do. We should carry this on. We Rabbonim know, the Chaim, Chaim Lubkoch, from a lot of spheres, Sifus, always with a drive, always with a drive. A lot of chachma, with a very lot of chachma, and a special warmth. Think about it, the Bnei Akila, and with a special warmth that's not regular. For Torah and mitzvahs, for the points that excited him in Torah and mitzvahs. There was a special warmth in him, but sometimes it was more than other Rabbonim had. Personally, I know him from mitzvahs that we used to do together, Betzina. Not once and not twice, almost in a going on procedure, always gentle, always unassuming, always ready to do what had to be done. Makkah, it's a big Makkah, it's a big Makkah that we had yesterday. What's going to go on and on? It's a makkah for us. It's a makkah for the Bnei Akila. It's a makkah for the Bnei Akila, but like the Divrei Chaim said, the well-known words of the Divrei Chaim. Somebody was walking along the street and he got a bang on his back. It hurt him very much. He was annoyed. He turned around. He saw it was his best friend. He became a kray. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be mechazik ourselves. And the Bnei Akila have to be mechazik themselves. And the Bnei Akila have to be mechazik themselves, not only in their hearts, not only in their hearts, but in the kehillah, in the Beis Medrash, more limud Torah, more mitzvahs, no playing around in the Inyan of Yiddishkeit, there was no playing around. That would be a true Inyan Neshama. That will be a true hemshach. Chaim Reb Chaim, you are very warm. You know the tzoras of the Bnei Akila. You know the tzoras of every singular person of the Bnei Akila. And you felt for them. So be a melitz yoisha for them. Be a melitz yoisha for them. The singular ones with all their problems. Be a melitz yoisha for the family, for your wife, children. Be a melitz yoisha for the whole Bnei Akila, for the whole Sviva. B'lamoves l'metzach, Moch Hashem dinam al kaponim v'nei ma'onim.
לא עשיתם.
Koinen David es akino zois al shoel val yoinis en benoi hat zvi Yisrael al bo mosech o cholol eich noflu giboirim hat zvi Yisrael the cherished land of Eretz Yisrael. How can it be? Abba Mosecha Noflu Giboyre. The cherished lands today is also crying out. And we're crying out. How much of Chaim Zev, Zecha Tzadik Lebrocha, Hatzvi Yisrael, the tremendous Abba for Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous Abba for everybody in Eretz in Yisrael. Abba Mosecho, on the hills of Ramat Beit Shemesh, the Gibor, them is a Gibor. Has left us. I don't know how many people know the godless. And the Chaim Zev, Alevi. From a young age, I'm just saying very short things. From a young age, he was already Adam Godon. Got smicha from the Moshe. Yodei and Choshen Mishpat at an extremely young age. Close to the Gdoyle, Rosh Yeshivas, Lamdonim. He was in the most choshev Beis Din in America, the Marbitz Torah, the head of the art school, Shas, Marbitz Torah, B'chola Olam, and many other things. And then came the time he put his entire life, he always said his entire life is here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, the Kehila HaKadosha. How does one leave all that you could call in English prestige and put his entire life, he continued his other things, but his life was over here. David HaMelech was marked Vayoyimel Lamed Bnei Yehuda Koshes Hine Ksuv Al Sefer HaYosho. He said, the Giboyim, we don't have the Giboyim. We have to teach Bnei Yehuda how to shoot with the arrow. Hine Ksuv Al Sefer HaYosho. It's a very cryptic pasuk. The Chazal and Avodah Zarah said, the Sefer HaYosho, it's not the arrow that does it. It's Merumas in Sefer Yosha, but it's also Merumas to us where the Koich of Klai Yisrael comes from, the Sefer Yosha. Sefer Yosha is a Yeshorim, a Ovis HaKadoshim Avon Yisrael V'Yakud. Sefer Yosha is Mishneh Torah. V'Sisha HaYosha HaToyv B'Yenei Hashem. When a person lives his life, not for himself, not for his covet, not for his power, but to be Lassisa Yoshua Toy Bene Hashem. Whatever Hashem is Yoshua Toyvo is good for me, and that's my life. To be like the Ovis HaGadoshim. He believed Tunosoy. He came to the conclusion that more important than anything else in the world is to come to here. To be Boyne the Kehila, to be Betzim, be Boyne all of us. The challenges that we have, the oilim that come from Chutz Laaretz, they need something. They need somebody. They need Odom Godol to uplift them, to recognize their greatness. And he recognized their greatness, and he felt that this is more important than anything else in the world. This is the Vayitzer, the Yoshua Toiv B'nei Hashem, this is the Ratzon Hashem, and that's why he did it. That's why he put his whole life into it. It's always to say, the Kilus, his family. Always was Mishabeach, the men, the women, the children. Not only Mirarim, them Mishabeach. He had that ability to see the greatness within each one and help each one come to his greatness, to the maximum. It says the Lamed Yehuda Koshes. The Koyach that was lost and it needs to continue. Koshes, archer, to be somebody that knows how to shoot the arrows. The special thing about the arrow, a person that has a sword, if he's very strong, he could do something. But the arrow could do much more. But there's something you need special about the arrow. You have to know exactly how to direct it to the to the place you want to hit. And if you have that koyach of being meduyok, then it does 100 times more than the sword can do. That's what we've seen constantly. With his godless, Mitzarecha Merubi Mekam Yaakov, Mitzarecheni, he had a bechina of koshes, of the arrow, knowing each person and his madrig and be able to speak to him on his level, to help that person realize his true potential, his true greatness. I remember he told me, come upon him, the noise of the chinuch, and he was so moise nefesh for the chinuch. He opened up the different yeshivas, elementary schools, as Yavonim, Toris Moshe, for the girls, and many other things, Rosh Ramah, many other things, Stoker, Chesed, everything, Meduyak, exactly correct for Peter Hashem. He's talking about the Noisei Yeshiva Ketan, it's a Noisei which is so not politically correct in the American mind frame. And he said, such a chaval, you have young boys, Balak Yishvenes, why waste any of those best years of their lives, teenage years of their life, not being shakur and completely in Torah. And he could have said a whole fiery drasha. Koshes, he did a whole bunch of research. Timashkit, people are concerned there won't be parnosa. He spent days and days and days in doing research out. And the Chanami, you're not going to lose out parnosa. You're going to be able to make parnosa in other ways. And there was kama v'kama dvorim, constantly in that fashion. Because he believed in every one of us. Sometimes we look just at the chizayis, external looks of a person. Sefer Yosha had Abiyashas in his own life. It was all kulei pnimiyos, no chizayis. He didn't even want to wear the rabbinic garbs. Shtuyot for him. Well, who needs it? It's not Nogea. He said, Yosha Toit Beni Hashem. If we go Beni Hashem, that's Mashpia. He was able to see the nachas of the growth of his family and his broader family, the Kehila, the Doiris that are growing out but so beautifully. Mashpia, not only the Kehila and the whole Mamat Beit Shemesh. To be Makatsa, just want to say at the end of that Kina, Dr. Mel says, Sali Alecha Achi. That means Tzal, and the Nifta is going to Olam Emes. Welcome to Kula Toif. Oh, it's all Lonu. How much he was mechazik all of us, how much we need him, and he's missing. Eich, lovely Giborim. V'yoyv du klei milchoma. Agiba, is not with us here. The klei milchoma, the chochma that he had, to be meroyim of everybody, not be afraid, not be embarrassed, but do it in the nice, sweet, beautiful way, to see how beautiful Avodas Hashem is. Oh, du klei milchoma. But that's our chiyuv now. Like we said, the lamed nei huda koshes, and the chanami, the klei milchoma, the kelim that had to break the yetzer hara, to be meroyim, uplift us, obdu. But now we have to teach each one of ourselves to take a little bit of that sefer ayosha, the yashus, what life is really all about, what's important for ourselves, for our children. Not to be embarrassed. Use that chokhma, the koshes, each one with our own children, with our tzibur. The chokhma, to do it in a way that adarab, we all make nachas ruach, neilich b'derech al yoshev ha'toyv. Just one last thing I want to say. His godless b'toyra, together with that was a godless Mune Bitochen. Achoyvus Alvovus Chai, he lived the Achoyvus Alvovus constantly. It wasn't just a sefer that he taught his whole life, he lived it. The Bitochen was real with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every second of his life. Appreciation, Shav Bechina, Shav Bitochen, Shav Bechina, Shav Hashem, Yich Vamayif, everything, Hachnoa. It's a time we will need a chizik of Bitochen. Eich nofli yivoyim. But we know what Hashem does is always lahachi toiv, the best for us. Best for the kilo. For the almona, hachashuva, hagdoilo. For the children, the entire family. We have to carry out the leibedik of the living shall be tochen. That's his rotten. And that's what we can do. Shizaychen Yetz Hashem. Like we said, Bimechaye, his legacy, his bitochen, his koshes, his Yosheva Toy Bein Hashem, and that will be a schus for him, and he for sure, like the Rav said, will be tremendous melech Yosheva for all of us, Kval Yisrael, Beyochad. We need a great melech yoshev kanireh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have some that's makir. We call up chinas klal yisrael to be a melech yoshev. She sees to reveal a mother's lanef v'nesa moch Hashem akimdim ma'kopon.
Davidovich, like to speak from outside. See you coming.
אחד מהכתורים שחכמי ישראל הגדירו את דוד המלך הגדירו אותו בגדר עדינו יועץ עצני דורשים חזר כשהוא יושב ולא ידע בתואר היה עדין כתואלס וכשהוא יועץ ממלכו הוא ביקוש את עץ שלחנו בקטורים אני חושב זה היה מהיס שלו, אבל מה הוא, בכל העניין המיון הגיל, בעניין האנגלס, כל השכונה שלנו, כל הדרוכים היה לשילוב של שתי הבחינות האלו, עדיף כתלעץ וגוש הגרץ. מה עומד מאחורי התכונה הזאת? חזר לומרים, קובע מוקום לתפילוסוי, אז כשהוא מס, אומרים הוא לא שמס, אומרים הוא, אי חוסי, אי אונוב, מתלמידו של אברום וביני, פה בו תמון הסוד הזה, אי אונוב, אי חוסית. הנפטר הזה השקיע הרבה, היה מוקוי מאוד חשוב, התפילה שלו. גם בתפילה סנץ וגם בתקופה שהייתי כן תפילה של 100 דקות. התכונה שעומדת מאחורי זה זה אי אונוב. מי שהוא אונוב, אין לו ממי לפחד, אין לו שום נגיעס עצמי, רק קרות שמיים עומד. מה שקדוש ברוך הוא רוצה, זה האונוב, זה התכונה הזאת. שלא, אין ממי לפחד, אין ממי להירא, אין לאף אחד למצוא חן בעיניים. זה התכונה של אונוב, זה עומד מאחורי התכונה הזאת. וחז"ל אומרים, במים יורדים ממוקם גבוה אל מוקם נומך, דברתו ירקן. לכן, בגלל האהובה הזאת, הוא זכה לכל הגדולה הזאת שהוא זכה בו. עד כדי כך, אני חושב שכל המשנה הזאת, שהמאה אומר כל הלוי מתואר לשמוע, זויכל לדבור עם הרבה. רב חיים ויטל אומר, שהרבה אומרים שהם לא מתואר לשמוע, אבל עברו התנא רב מאיר ומכחישו. אבל פה, הוא רב מאיר התנא ומעיד על זה. כל המעלויס האלו שאלוהים מתואר לשמוע נמצאי בו. הווי אונוב, ויורי, ונהנה מן עצב וסישיו, וכל התכונות האלו שנזכר בה במשנה הזאת היו בו, התכונה המרכזית זה אי חוסית, אי אונוב. מתלמידו של אברום אביני. הן כל התחמלס שיש בתלמידו של אברום אביני היו בו. האבדו הזאת היא לכל הקהילה, לכל השכונה, אין תמירוסו. המסירות שהיה לו בשביל הכל, הנויס בעול עם חברו שהיה. זה האבדו שאין תמירוסו. המון המון דברים שנעשו פה בשכונה שלנו, נעשו ביוזמתו ובשיתוף שלו ועם הקושי כעס שלו ועם הדין כתלס שלו, נעשו פה הרבה דברים. יש דברים שהציבור יודע ויש הציבור שלא יודע ויש מה שלא ידוע אף פעם. כשקדוש ברוך הוא יעזור, שממעל ממורם יעתיר בעד כל הקהילה, בעד כל השכונה, בעד המשפחה שלו, שמתפלל עליהם כל הזמן, בכוח התפילה שלו, וימשיך להספלל, וימשיך עליהם ועולנו, וכל הדברים הטובים שנעשו יהיה להם קיים בהמשך, ויהיה מליץ יוישר על כולנו, עד שיהיה הזמן שמוך השם לגין דיו מעל קופונים ולא עם הרומה.
Jacob sent him. Paul Achloi Nishoines, Isha Chovitz Alvores, Isha Bitochen, Isha Yichud HaMaisa. It says in the Pasuk, when Yisrael was describing to Moshe the people to choose to leave Klal Yisrael, Anche Chayil, Yirei Elokim, Anche Emes, Soni Botza. And I was trying to think of this in a kuda to learn from the Rav. It was very difficult because he had immense capacities. And I don't know, we saw godless, but what can we take away from it? Anche Chayil. So the nekuda that we could is the nekuda of Avoida Ad Klois HaNefesh. Of great capacities, but those capacities were filled to the utmost. Anche Chayim. When I first came to the shul for the first time, it was by my first meeting with the Rav. The Rav opened the meeting with the Igros Moshe. The Moshe Feinstein has said that the main tafkir of a Rav is to see that there's Kehillas learning Torah. It sounded like a good way to open a meeting, but I didn't realize at the time that he just introduced me to his mahus.
Anshei Chayim, the visions that he had for the Kehila, and what he strove to teach them, ranging from Shiurim in Shal Shmaitzik Tzois, Rab Chaim, Rab Abbas Shiurim in Chas Chinuch, Nach, Chodes Halvavis, Mitzvahs Yishorim, Halacha every day, Nesach Teshviz during Shviz, so that's just a short sampling of the Chayim, of the visions that he had in mind. But that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. He had to bring Magidei Shiurim into the shul to compete with him. And the way he put it was, I want there to be a situation where there, he called it a three-ring circus, where there are shiurim going on all sides of the Bismedrash, and you don't know what to do. So he brought in Magidei Shiurim to compete with him. And what did he do with this Magidei Shiurim? So he told me when I first came into the shul, there are going to be refreshments. There's going to be soda and cake and rabbalach put at the tables. And one day that I came in 5 minutes early, I saw him setting it up. And then at the end of the shiur, he came and cleared it away. The shiur, they competed with his. Until I convinced him that I could do that too. I can set it up and I can put it away. And in meeting after meeting, it was always the same krechts. Where is everybody? And then we'd stand together in a full base medrash, and I'd say to the Rav, look, here's everybody. Look at this base medrash. And he'd say, Benyamin, you see who's here, but I know all the people who aren't. No, this is not good enough. What can we do to get more people in? And what did he do? What didn't he do? One of the highlights that I remember of the events in the shul in the period that I was here was a malka that the shul made, that the Rav made, celebrating Limud Torah in the shul. And this was perhaps the central focus of his havana, celebrating the Limud Torah. Simchas Torah in the shul was always clearly defined as celebrating the shul's achievements in Torah this year. And that was emphasized. And he told me before this Simchas Torah, he wasn't here, he said, do not use Simchas Torah to exhort to further Torah learning. That's not the focus now. Now the focus is to focus on what the shul achieved in Torah learning this past year. That is the focus of our Simchas Torah. And the Gabbayim of the shul, the officers of the shul, have said that with half of the things, and maybe half is an understatement, of all the different initiatives, of all the different, always envisioning what does the person need for his ruchnius take a life, from chinuch and kashrus, to bringing in speakers on all kinds of subjects that are fundamental to the Yiddish home. And these things cost the money. And the officers of the shuls have said that half the time they have no idea where the money is coming from. And it was actually last week that I said to the Rav point blank, that I already understand how it works. When there are programs that need to be paid for, and it isn't clear whether there's going to be a budget for it, the Rav Pasha pays it for it out of his own pocket. And he said, that's true. Money was a non-issue. When we talk about soinei botza, I never saw such a thing in my life. How at the blink of an eye, if anyone remembers at Bet Malav Malka, how the Rav was talking about learning Friday morning. And he said, Narvaz, your wife is going to have it hard because she needs you at home. So you get help. And you know what? I'm going to pay for that help. What did he announce at the spot? It was the thought on the spot. He said, I'm serious. You're going to come over to me. You're going to hire the help for those 2 hours, and I'm going to pay for it. When the Daf HaShavua was learning in the Sechta, learning the Daf throughout the week, the Rav came and announced, anybody who will learn the Yerushalmi alongside it will get that volume of Yerushalmi from me. Shema Toymar, he got it for free from art school. He said that he did it. He paid for it. Anybody who will learn the Hakdom of Mesiyas Yisharim every Rosh Chodesh will get the art school Mesiyas Yisharim from me. I'm going to pay for them.
to the extent that one of the shul's officers told me that I think that the Rav spends on the shul more than his salary is. And I don't think that that's a guzma. Anche Yerelekim, Anche Emes, Sene Botza, the Midah of Emes. I was very close with the Rav. I had this chusa. He was very, very mekar of me. At one point, my wife was selling baked goods, and I asked him about using them for the shul kiddushes. And he said to me, "I would eat in your home comfortably, but I cannot take achrayas for it. If there's a rav who will take achrayas for it, I'll allow it into the shul. Otherwise, not. I'll eat it, but I won't allow it into the shul." Kachaber. He said, "I'll tell people that I'll eat in your house, but if they ask me if I'll take achrayas, the answer is no." When there was a certain collection being made, I was collecting for a certain cause, and he called me in. He said, "People are asking me about this." And he started grilling me to see if it's justified, if it's really something to collect for. He gave me a hard time. And as he's grilling me, he wrote out a check for $500, and he handed it to me, telling me his tough questions. And he says, "I trust you 100%, but I can't tell people to give based on that. I have to be convinced that it's taka justified." The midah of emes, of absolute emes. When there was a question of signing on something, I was talking to him about it, and I told him, "Reb Pliny and Reb Pliny will also be signing." He looked at me with a look of disgust, and he said, "What does that have to do with me? If anything, now that you told me that, I can't sign. But I have to be able to approach it completely on my own midah of emes." And this is what caused him to jump into any communal issues. He jumped right into the center if he felt that they needed to be dealt with. And if it was a question of being called a liberal, let them say it. If it's a question of being called a radical, let them say it. And he was called both. And Shema Torma, he had a thick skin. So in a moment of openness, when one's talking about a certain communal turmoil that he was in the middle of, Kedarkoi, to be loichem olchem as Hashem, and he was expressing tzar over a certain attack that was on him, and I said, "The Rav cares?" It was pushed to me that not. That was the Rav that I knew. He looked at me and he said, "I'm also the dumb." He cared. But he was an ish yichud ha-maiseh, an ish yichud ha-maiseh. It doesn't matter. There was no consideration of me, how does it work for me? It was all just, what is the Ratzon Hashem? And the Anhaga inside the Kehillah, the extent of his Daga for every Prat, every individual in the Kehillah, provided us with the Amud, the Shlosh Amud of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. We talked about Torah Avodah. But the Gemilas Chasadim was such that now, 30 years younger than him, I just cannot fathom how he was able to keep up with all the things he kept up with. And the Klal was always, he didn't express this, but this is what I saw, that the Prat came before the Klal. There was just a big queue of Shabbos in the shul. And I don't know if the Tzibur realizes that he was on the verge of canceling it. Lest did Chas v'Shalom overshadowed by Mitzvah of the Stein family. He was on the verge of canceling the Shabbos. He brought in a special speaker that he was very excited to have in the shul. And he especially wanted it to be a big shiur for women from this speaker. And the question came up of, it seemed that the hall wasn't going to be available. In the Beis Medrash, there's a handful of people who learn on a regular basis on Friday nights. Now he had pushed for this shiur, and he had told the speaker that he was going to pay significantly more for this shiur because he considered it a very, very fortunate thing. But his response to that was, "Yibot el hashir." But if there are people who are learning regularly in Beis Medrash at that time, it's not going to happen in Beis Medrash. Ended up happening in the hall. The Yechidim who went through Tzaras can tell we had a fire in our home. We had a fire in our room. We were out of the house for a while. Day after day, there was a phone call at 9 o'clock in the morning to hear what things are up to, where is it holding, the problem with the insurance, and maybe 3-4 minutes to talk in learning. And this is just one dogma of the countless yechidim that he put before all of his yisukim for the klal. He was never satisfied with himself. He was always pushing. He was always trying to find where is the Yitzhahara motivating what I'm doing. And the number of times I asked him, is there not capable of just having nachas from his achievements? And his answer was always no. And then, the Kiyuva should know that it was about 3 months ago, perhaps one of the last Shabbos that he was here, and he asked me to wait for him after Friday night feel if I could wait for him on the side. And he said to me, we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot over the years. But look where the Kehillah is. Look where the Kehillah is holding. Look how much the Kehillah is growing. Look at the atmosphere now in the Kehillah. The happiness that permeates the shul. I finally heard him grant himself to express the nachas that he had from the Kehillah that he so much cultivated and that he put so much into. Ashrei mi sheishlim shenoyso b'mheira, the Rav was nifter kibay ha-shemesh b'tzoraim. But he lived 3 lifetimes at least. Every day was 72 hours in terms of what he accomplished. And this, I could say, the godless, the capacities, I don't know what we can learn from, but this we can learn from. The avodah ha-kodesh ha-nefesh. And the Rav's love, the Rav's love was expressed in the Rav's way. The Rav's deep love for every yachid in the Kehillah was often expressed in a rough way. And I want to ask on behalf of the Kehillah, the relationship between the Rav and the Kehillah was like the relationship between a father, a mechanech, and a growing child. And as children growing up under a mechanech, we may not have appreciated enough, may not have recorded the right respect. So I'm going to ask on behalf of the mechila, on behalf of the kehila, mechila from the Rav, and also ask, the Rav was concerned about this over the last couple of months, the Rav was concerned about this, that anybody who got a patch from a loving father should be moichel him the pen mole. May this is Hashem. I will go to be a man. It's Yosha. It's Choshen and Adetun. He always spoke of with so much reverence, so much kavod, and benin v'chasnim. How we related to each one with such pride. Tzar, when I left one of the chasidim a little bit before the family sang together the song of the family, you missed that. I was menachem him. I said that I saw the whole family dance together in a circle. I was there for that. And it should be a meditation for all of us. And if there's one thing to convey, he was busy this last week with many plans that are still in process of more Torah and more Torah, developing the night Seder. This is Mishnah Berurah. She was starting Sunday night and he was pushing the Chol Koichu L'Chol Ma'idah. If you feel HaKaras HaTov to him, the one thing that he always wanted and the one thing that he wants even more now is be Kerveah more learning. Be Kerveah more learning. And Bezos Hashem, that will give him the Kayach to be made with Tzio Yisha for us that much more. Do you have all this for Netzach? Amen, amen.
And how you learn it?
I'm not usually the one that stands and speaks. That is usually the one that is speaking. I'm not really used to this. I wasn't really prepared, obviously. when he was talking about the shul, go back to when we were growing up. Tata was going in Torah, going in Chinuch. Gets nicht from Moshe when he was a bacher. Push us, learn.
But the thing that was the most, the thing that stuck out with me was the contrast between the Gvura and the Chesed. Which person could fight the world when it came to Agunas, get bills, stories that are happening, and he's willing to take on the world and fight, pick up a family of 9 children one day and walk into the house and say, we're moving to Eretz Yisrael. I say, you're moving to Eretz Yisrael? What's going to be? Everyone's going to go for Derech. How are we going to manage with schools? He says, this is what Eretz Yisrael wants. This is the right thing to do. We're moving to Eretz Yisrael. That's at Kifus. But on the other hand, we know what he did for the shul, what he did for people, every single person was available. He was available for, I don't know, 24 hours, very close. You know, until 2 o'clock in the morning, his phone was always on, and the Rav was not allowed to turn off his phone. What if somebody has an emergency? And he would pick up the phone, and there were people that were from Lulam, there were people that needed his help. And as much as he was a takif and he was able to fight the world, he was a chesed and a person. The bitachin that he had, we all know bitachin and shar bitachin and mor bitachin and 250 svarim on bitachin, and he would learn them and he would push us to learn them. This Hashem will continue to learn them. I don't know where I'm going to ask my etzes from. The Baal Eitza, someone that everything in the world, right? 5 times a day I would go to Yatati, I need Eitza with this, I need Eitza with that, should I go to America, should I not go to America, should I do this, should I do that? You know, there were things going on in my life the last few years. He was there, Seichel, slow, helping me. Yeah, we should give the mommy, and old mishpacha, and Tante Rachel. And go up to Shemayim, to mishpacha, to Zevi and Bobby, his brother Zalman. She was about Zeusha, and he should ask her to help for the whole family. But I asked Mechila for myself, because I knew I was Mechavad and Kuroi, and everybody who knows, he knows I wasn't. I tried my best. But it wasn't Mechaber in the way I should have been. I made jokes and I tell him, that's what I feel. I should have done this yesterday. We were having this moment.
Are you any animals then?
Shas. He was able to talk to you like he was holding there then. Mishnayis, he had a special affinity for Mishnayis. He knew Mishnayis, Shishad and Mishnah, Balpeh, backwards and forwards. Uh, halacha, every nekuda in halacha, any shayla we ever had, any mitzaya at all, he had tila tila inshallah on any mitzaya. The olam made all the shirim that he gave, and mechitz chinuch and shmaitza through the years, at nights, on Thursday nights, and of course, through the shas, Yishalmi, and all the svarim that he worked on, that went out over the years, if Marvitz Torah to all over. There was also Arbatza Torah that he did over here in the shul. I remember how he used to push, like Rabbi Jacobson said, he used to push and prod and ask people, please, come for Nachashir, come for Nachashir, come in the morning, come at night. And he used to try to think of different shiurim. Any shiur. And he wouldn't mind taking another Rav, another Talmud Chacham. These things didn't mean anything to him. The main thing was that people should learn more. His tefillah.
I can't remember the family. He used to walk back and forth from his family. The hours and hours. And it was struck.
Take every word clearly. You know, he down the seeking. From the morning, he pushed himself out and he worked. And Eben Hashem, his diktik b'mitzvahs, every single thing had the eyes gehalten. Every kriyashma was a kriyashma. Every shemrestre was a shemrestre. He's on the airplane and he came and he missed a birkas kaim or ktusha. He ran afterwards to the shul, wherever he had to go, to find himself a ktusha, to hear a ktusha. He shouldn't miss a ktusha. He's mashpiyamas in all, he's so multifaceted, he's mashpiyamas in all different aspects. One, the chesed that he did for us, the chesed he did for the klal, we saw the hours that he gave away for people in the shul, and every umlal and every miskin was shoved to shoved by him. They didn't feel anything. But for the chesed, for us that he did, anytime he was excited for anything, for himself he didn't need anything. But if he needed something, he saw, he'd say, take money, go buy a mazgan. Go buy a mazgan for your wife, you shouldn't be hot in the afternoon, go buy a mazgan. He didn't have one, he didn't need one. That's how he lived. Money didn't mean anything by him, as long as it was somebody else. He lived betachlos apashtos. There's an akud of a certain simcha, and tremendous amount of positive energy and simcha that he used to bring into the house that was mashpia, a tremendous amount on the house. That hashpah of simcha was compounded many times over when it came to a yomtiv, the days leading up to a yomtiv, then the yomtiv itself was a whole yomtiv. He didn't just live through the yomtiv, he lived every second of the yomtiv. Sukkot was Sukkot, he sat in the Sukkot, he took in everything from the Sukkot, and Chanukah was Chanukah, and Pesach, you felt by the Seder, he used to say, oh, the story of Tzias Mitzrayim, your mamash felt like you were there, you felt the whole process happening. On Tisha B'Av, you felt the Avelos, the tangible, the Avelos that he felt, you felt the feel, he felt the Chorban, he felt a certain Av of Eretz Yisrael, and really he felt a certain missing in the Chorban, and we felt in the house. The main focus could be that we felt over the years was the dogish that he put on bringing Hashem into our lives, and always looking for Hashem, looking for Basharitkeit, looking for where the Eibishter is, and making sure that you bring him in to live with him. And the second part of that was called Masecha Shiyu L'Shem Shamayim, that everything that you do should be for the Eibishter. You shouldn't be doing things for other people. He hated Sheker. He couldn't stand when people did things for Sheker. He was, by him, was a big dogish that we do things for the Eibishter, and that's it. And that's only for the Eibishter. His Bitachin, of course, Beshe left 10, 15 years, how he worked on it, and he worked on it, and he gave it over to us, and he brought us into it, that we felt it, and we lived it. Before 4 years ago, when we started thinking, I started thinking if I should move to America. And I thought that for myself, it's Kedai Rukhmi stick to move back to America. I sat one night with my wife and we were discussing back and forth, yeah go, not go. And I figured that it's okay, the kids, will bring them up, Baruch Hashem, good Rukhmi stick of kids in Lakewood. But there was one thing that we kept on saying that was missing. What's going to be? Zaidi's house. We lived there for so many years together. We lived there every day. The kids felt that kedusha. The kids felt that simcha. The kids felt that positive. Those Fridays when they used to dance with them in the klach, and Shabbos and Beit Shemesh and Yom Tovim. How could I take the kids away from such a positive chinuch from Zaidi and Bobby? That was how we felt. That was the only side like that would be ma'akev us from going to America. I want to ask Mechila and Tati if I was pagay, and I'm sure I was. We worked together for so many years, and I'm sure I said things that I shouldn't have said. You can Michael me, shame my family. If you can be a male tiyosha for the children, the sons, the daughters, it's from me.
We should continue giving nachas. We should continue davening for us upstairs. Bilam Mavos Lanesach.
Shayim Moshe Munut.
Yisayim Ha'yinu Ve'inav. Many people are Yisayim over here. Us, the family, first and foremost. But really the whole extended family, from the Mazas, from the Oppenheims, from the Rosanskis, from the Malinowitzes. Tati was the leader. He was the Melech. He was the one everybody was Shel Eitzah by. Obviously Artscroll, all his work in Artscroll. The Shul, obviously. It's very, very difficult to put into a few minutes what Tati was. It was really larger than life, but how would Tati react in such a situation? Tati never would just be strong, pillar of strength. He would always say the right things. Every single situation, whether it's in Yom Tov, whether it's in by a Shavuot Brachos, whether it's by a Chasana, he would always hit the nail on the head. Say the right things. He was a master in Emunah B'Tochen. Very, very, very strong, confident, doing the right thing, doing the Ratzon Hashem at all costs, did what he believed. So you would think that that would make it, that it would be very difficult to approach him. But no, the opposite, we all know, everyone in the family knows, everyone in the shul knows, everyone in the Kohel and Mansi knows, everybody, all his friends know, he was very, very, very personable, and very, very, very unbelievable heart for any Nisrach, very down to earth. Very, very down to earth, very humor. He wasn't full of himself. He was always very, very, very busy, like we all know. But if you, any time, anybody in the shul, any friend, anyone in the family, if you needed something specific, give me a time, I'll give all the time in the world. And he always did what people were saying, but this is really the nekuda that we're going to be learning from Tati, and we're going to carry on. Because that's what Tati was all about. You do what's right. It doesn't matter what other people think. You don't make blind cheshbainis like Rabbi Jacobson said, Sainik Batza, MS. Becoming Rav wasn't easy for him. He didn't think he was going to do it. That's what he felt, that's what was the right thing. Going to Eretz Yisrael, the seeking, going to Rav Ando back when he was a buffer, going to Rav Berman. That was the right thing, that's what he felt was the right thing. Bezin, all the years, always shining, always growing. There's no such thing, like many people said already before, there's no such thing as stopping. Always shining, doing what's right, and helping other people. Well, no, he didn't hold himself, or Kornfeld said, he didn't hold himself, didn't walk around, he did what's right, he didn't feel this is anything so chashuv. If it's necessary, he's going to do it. When it's fly to America to a B'nachal Mo'avol by Uncle Chol, he's going to go to a chasen or to a shabbat office, to this. Anyway, if that's the right thing, that's what he's going to do. I want to ask for mechila, b'shem me, my family. I definitely does not treat Tati the proper covenant, the proper respect. But I'm just showing you, you should give mommy and all of us the conscience to continue. Umach Hashem, do the help of Father, the economy.
Avi, Mechel Yisrael. He wasn't just an Avi. He was an Av for anyone that ever had a shaykhus to him. Like when Jacobson pointed out, a father, the shiluv. The shiluv of knowing that your father's there for you in anything and everywhere, and anything he could do for you, anytime he had a chashash that you want something, that you need something, whether it's to talk, whether it's to buy something, or anything he had a chashash that it's hard for you, anytime you'd call me in and you'd say, I feel like your wife is having a hard time, here, take money, get babysitters, things like that. Just a million of dugmais like that. Of just caring, calling in here, I want to talk to you, I didn't talk to you in a few days, I feel like you. But at the same time, of course, a real mechanech, a real father, that's the avi, the two-faceted of everything he did, you felt that he's doing this because he feels this is what's right for you, and this is the right thing to do. He always mentioned the hakdama of the netziv to Sefer Bereishis, of the importance of Yesharim, you do what's right, Nosisa Yosher HaTov. I remember, it was mentioned here, you know, the Mitzad Echad, the Sonei Bonsa and the Emes. I remember once when he discovered Shara Tzion in the Arachayim, Simkuf Nun Vod, the Shara Tzion talks about how when someone takes on arthritis, what's important in life? What do you have to do? So the Shai Tzion, five words, one liner. And he says, if you would do this for yourself, if you were makabel on yourself to support someone, would you do this for him? That's how you define what's necessary in your life. And that is the only thing that he cared about. And the caring of that aspect took on an opposite, like chesed, gevura, tiferes. The way he cared for people, the list is endless. The way he dealt in the shul with the people he dealt with, and the issues they dealt with. He always said, a shul, a rav, has to know halacha. Yeah, of course, the shilas. But the main thing is to be helping people, to talk to people, to discuss things, to guide people. And he did it to his utmost, but kala kushas kulam. He came, he said that he wants to stay in Yerushalayim because he felt that a Rav, it's very, very important for a Rav, that he not have one chashash of feeling of a decision being made based on, but I live there, what's going to be if they're not happy? But at the same time, he made sure the me'achos, that he was available as much, if not more, than any possible Rav. He came early in the mornings, from morning till night, and he slept with the buses. And he spent a lot of time throughout the whole day meeting people, talking to people, giving shiurim on any topic as mentioned. But also, like Yerim said, the simcha of Ruchnius, he instilled into everyone that he met. The simcha, the young Tayvin, as an example, was full force. The me'achuz, he sat in the sukkah, didn't leave the sukkah at all, even tried to daven his minyan in the sukkah. And that's just one example. But the point is that he gave his full ruchnius, and you were able to tell that that's all that mattered. He put a magnet on the fridge from Shagish HaMaisa. It says, you shouldn't care anything, the only thing a person should worry about is what does Hashem think of me. Don't think about anybody. Don't care about anybody. That's not the point. That's not what you're supposed to be doing in this world. And he instilled it in the family and in the shul and everybody he met, whether it was from his young age, from learning yeshiva at his kollel, all the way through until the last day. Everyone, obviously, would feel the chesaron. It's hard to even talk about. But this is what Hashem wanted. And we hope, Ez Hashem, me, my family, and the entire family, we did not be mechabed. He was so hamish and so geshmak and so loving, he didn't even make it possible to give him the cover of Roy. You automatically, without realizing, always by accident stepped on him or did something. And we know that it wasn't the cover of Roy. And we asked Machima, and he made it to Yosha for the whole family, especially Mami, the serious nefesh. Serious nefesh of coming every single Shabbos for 10, 20 years almost. To pack up everything, just kick your life away, and just be, because that's what I see for the show. I'm able to live that and see that, and the people that you took care of in the last 2 months, is not normal, it's not possible to define, and it wasn't easy. But we should all continue on and grow and stay like you would have wanted. And we will be Zoyche, Umach HaShem, we can do a male call upon him in the name of Amen.
We see in this week's parasha, Sarah was Nifter. Many people ask, what was the hesped that Yitzchak Avinu and Avraham, what the hesped that he gave by the Levaya? Some people say, all they needed to say was, look, my parents just brought us, I just went to the Akedah, they just brought me as a carbon. That was enough of a hesped. Same way, look at from Tati and look at everybody over here and look at all our family, see the achdus of the family and everybody, how we treated everybody and how we spread all Torah. We all get that from Tati's influence. I want to ask Mechila for me, my family, my wife, my kids, and everybody. No question, do my Al Kapan.
Just wanted to say a small story about Tati. I think that brings out
a lot of what everybody said here. Last Shabbos, I was there 2 weeks ago, went around the table and said highlights, because you have to show my parasha tefeshet. You have to know what the best, you have to think about what could happen to you that week. Tati was in a lot of pain that week, and he wasn't feeling well. And Tati said, if I highlight was, that somebody in the shul was masking to take care of my kid, or in the shul. That was his highlight, that's all he cared about. Then finally I had somebody who's going to take care of it this year, and he had two highlights. I was one, the tiger in the shul, people, that's it. And the other one was that there was somebody in the shul that needed some help, and he had it, so he figured it out. Night before Shabbos, he figured out what to do. That's all he cared about. He was in pain, he wasn't feeling well, that's all he cared about. He cared about other people, he cared about the time for the show. That's what made him happy. That's I'm going to ask for you up for it. I wasn't having you enough. It was impossible. Couldn't even have you enough. You are my Muslim.
It's a romantic moment.
הכי השקיע על החיים שלי במשך היום, במשך כל הזמן. החיים עם הקדוש ברוך הוא, האמון והביטחון והשלוחת, לא הפסיק לרגע. השפיע על כולם, לא הפסיק לדבר על זה לרגע אחד. שיעור ונתן כל הזמן, להעביר את זה בצורה הכי טובה. כי זה בעצם כל החיים. כמו שפעם אחת אבא קרא לי, לא לאחרונה, אמר לי ברצינות, אתה יודע, ישראל מאיר, יום אחד אני אגיע לשם, כולנו נגיע לשם. כי העיקר, כמו שאבא היה תמיד אומר, בסוכס, למה קוראים קהלס בזמן הכי שמח, זה לכאורה דבר עצוב, כמה חיים זה לא דבר שווה, מה אמרת? תמיד, כי הפסוק האחרון זה מה שקובע. סוף דבר כל נשמור לסולקים ירוב, סולקים ירוב. יש מצווה יצא לשמור כי זה כל העולם. אם עושים את זה, אז כל קהלס, זה לא עצוב, זה הכל. זה מה שצריך לעשות, זה החיים. אבא. הדבר הזה ניקח כולנו לחיים, סמוך על הקדוש ברוך הוא, לחיות איתו כל הזמן, בתוכן פירושו, יאור מילולי, לסמוך, to rely. זה הדבר שאפיין את החיים שלך, וזה הדבר שכולנו ניקח איתנו, לשמור על זה, ולא נפחד מהחיים, אלא זה מה שיביא אותנו הלאה, זה החיים, זה כל האדם. מאוד רוצה לבקש מחילה בפרטות. אני הייתי לבד בבית. כל הזמן אני מבקש דברים. לא תמיד אפשר לעשות הכל בקלות. הייתי יכול יותר. נסיתי. מבקשות מחילים. תהיה מליצוע שם. לגבי הכל, תודה רבה על הכל.
אדם דרבי גינצברג.
Tati, I was always when I came here, I grew up here, I always sat here as a buffer, as a kid. kid. Never spoke here. He's always the Rav, the Drasha. Let's say a couple of short points. We have me and my wife. I mentioned the Simcha he made of Yom Tov and the excitement that Yom Tov was Hanukkah. We had to make sure that at least a couple of nights of Hanukkah we had to run over to do all the dancing that we did in Hanukkah. We would go light, run to a taxi, maybe sleep over. Everybody knows that he was everybody knows he was an Ish Emes, people mentioned it already, but whenever there were things that need to be taken care of, serious things that nobody needed to be taken care of, but nobody really wanted. So he was always the one that would come and do it and push through whatever needed to be done. I grew up here in the Kehila. I remember growing up here, I remember the Tufa when it was like you wanted the quiet Beis Medrash where there's nobody there and you'll just be by yourself. So you could go to Beis Tfila. Then after a couple of years, he worked, first it was Night Seder. He worked on it for a couple of years. It was full every night. Then after Night Seder, he felt he worked on it enough. He worked on Morning Seder. And there was already a Morning Seder in the shul. He brought in Koyolim. The afternoon was a time that, you know, there wasn't the shul members. So he brought in Koyolim. And it was a Makom Torah the whole day. Everybody mentioned already the fact that how he was very giving to everybody in the Kehila, to everybody that needed things, to everybody frat. We were there the past couple of weeks after we just had our child. We daven for so much, and gave tzedakah and many things that I probably don't know about. Only some of them he mentioned in passing. And we were there, and we decided we're going to leave. Two nights ago, we decided we want to go home already. We were there for a couple of weeks. We want to get back home, settle in. I was like, no, maybe you should stay. Maybe you need things. Before we left, he called her my wife. He said, do you need anything? Is everything okay? Anything you need? Any help? Money? Whatever you need. And then we went. And then, now, we have to come back for other reasons. He was always just giving to everybody, and it wasn't just us. I know the same things he did to us, and I'm sure he did to everybody. Some things you hear about, some things you don't and never will. He was really machzik, not only him, it was the whole mishpacha. As Hashem, the whole mishpacha should have koyach to continue without his help down here. As Hashem will be made to share. And as Mechilam, we have me and my wife, especially the past couple of weeks when there are a lot of Yisurim. Sometimes we might not miss an Karoi. Mechila on behalf of us, and Lumach Hashem Dima Kopanim.
The sons of Terry Priyan, after the Hasidim are finished, the Tzibur is asked to walk outside. The Nita will be following after them. So please go outside and onto the street. Do not stay in the stairwell. after Kaddish at the end, will be escorting the mita towards the Lacham Ha'elona.
Thank you.